Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, folks. Welcome to the next edition of the Kitchen Garden Podcast. And as usual, I'm here with the KG team. That's Emma and Tony. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hiya. How are you all doing?
Well, a bit cold.
Cold.
Chilly. Yeah. But
a bit drier now than the other week, but now we're just cold.
Yeah. We've got together really to chat about jobs for January. So I suppose it depends on just how cold it is where you are at the moment, how much snow you might have had. I think we only had minus one this morning, but I think we're due a minus five tomorrow morning. So some of these things we're talking about we might have to put on hold, but I'm sure there's still a few we can be doing. Yeah, so we were just going to have a look through jobs for January in this month's issue of KG. And I think one of the things that interested me, one of the main jobs, is protecting the soil. So it's all about not digging in the winter and covering your soil with mulches and things, so very much no dig. It just highlighted how much things have turned around, really. So now a lot of people listening to this probably still like to dig. It certainly keeps you warm in a minus five, but it just sort of shows how much gardening's changed perhaps in the last 10 or 20 years, that the main job is actually not digging in the winter.
Well, I remember my dad used to dig all the time, every spring, be digging away. And I suppose I did quite a few years ago, but I've definitely moved towards no dig now and dig less and less. Sometimes do a little, but you know, I've moved away from it. Because I like the idea of the soil not being disturbed and, you know, keeping its structure.
The
whole philosophy.
I'm digging my new plot in a minute. Well, it's just absolutely packed full of nettles, so I've got to get all the roots out first. So I'm doing digging it over, but then I'm kind of creating beds for no dig. Going forward, because
getting nettle roots out is quite a job, isn't it?
Oh, really? It's like a tangle. It's like a complete tangled mess underneath the surface. You've got to try and get as many out as you can. It is hard work. You just got to go bit by bit, but it will pay dividends because you know once you've got the majority of it out. But I mean, you know, if it wasn't for the thick nettles, I mean, we've got nettles on top of nettles. It's that thick. It's not just one little bit. I would have probably gone down the cardboard route, but I think I don't think that would have cut it.
No.
Might have done, literally. But I yes. So I thought I'm just going to go, and also I didn't have enough cardboard to put on the top, really. So I thought, well, I'm just going to dig over it and form the beds, and then going forward, I'll do that from this year onwards.
Yeah.
So I mean, I suppose like a lot of people taking on allotments, they've probably been like yours, Em. So they've probably been left for some time uncultivated, haven't they? So I suppose you've got no choice but to dig or to cover over a bit of it and leave it for a while.
Yeah. I think that's it depends what you've got, what weeds and stuff, isn't it? I think. And
Yeah, it's got deep rooted perennials.
And also, a lot of the ground that I'd got had been, had bonfires on it, and there was bits of plastic in it and metal, and I wanted to get as much of that out as well.
Yeah,
you forget all that, don't you? Yeah.
Well, it's a good time of year to start, isn't it? If you haven't started already.
Yeah.
You've got a few months before to get the soil up and running. Yeah. As it were.
I'm about 3/4 of the way across. I got going really well before Christmas, but then, you know, we've had a lot of rain and it's been too wet, really so wet to do it. I tried, but it's got too wet. And then and now we've got frosts.
Now you've got the frosts, so the ground's rock hard.
Yeah. Rock hard. So I'm waiting for windows to get to do it.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a bit milder next week, but hopefully not as much rain as we've had.
Oh,
I
hope not.
Oh, no, you do. Yeah, we do need a dry spell, don't we, to get the water away. Yeah. And you mentioned sort of laying cardboard on the beds to make a no dig bed. We've got that in our jobs for the month as well this week. This issue.
Yeah, you
know, Stephanie Hafferty writes jobs, and she's a bit of an expert.
Great technique.
So simple, isn't it?
So simple. Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah,
just have to get enough cardboard, don't you? She's got a lovely long row there, hasn't she?
That's right. Yeah. Enough cardboard and enough to some mulch to put on the top. But if you've got that.
But it's like an instant bed, isn't it?
Yeah, and you don't need to make sides to it either, do you? So, you know, it's not like you've got to go and spend a fortune on wood or whatever. To put sides on at first anyway. You can just literally just lay the cardboard down, put the mulch on top, and away you go. So ideal. And I think it smothers most weeds as well, although I suppose if you've got forests of nettles like you have at the moment, probably you would still need to pull out the worst, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I might give it a go. I've got a couple of beds to go, and maybe one of them I've got some cardboard. I might try to experiment and just do it with one bit, and be interested to compare the two, wouldn't it?
Yeah, certainly works very well on grass, doesn't it? If you've got a lawn that you really want to convert, that's very good. I've done that several times.
It's having enough material to put on the top as well, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can use anything, can't you? Use a garden compost or old potting compost. It's obviously soil, if you've got any soil around from, you know, other projects somewhere else in the garden, anything like that. It doesn't have to be too deep. I know, I think Stephanie in the magazine's recommending about 2 inches deep. So, yeah, not so much. Material there, but I suppose the key is doing it gradually, isn't it? Just making beds as you've got the materials. At least you've got, if you're making a new allotment, you've got, or a new veg patch, you've got a little bit of growing space which you can just gradually add to.
Yeah,
we know other jobs that we've got going on in there. One which I know when we were working on this issue, she mentioned snow, and I wasn't really thinking ahead far enough. I wasn't really thinking we were going to get very much snow this winter, but I know some people have had loads already. And she's sort of basically saying, if you've got any structures in the garden, like fruit cages or cloches, anything like that, to make sure you knock the snow off. Because I've had this. I've had a whole fruit cage collapsed by snow.
Yeah.
It's amazing how destructive it can be.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to go through the holes in the netting, but it doesn't, does it? It just...
No, it's also worth thinking about, isn't it, when you're building these cages, if you do get snow, sort of build it so that you can open the top, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always quite good to let the top open anyway, isn't it, to let the birds in, and they can sometimes pick some of the insects off before the buds swell, but, you know, pick some of the insects and pests off.
Yeah,
sort of worth almost letting them in for a bit, and you know, stop snow gathering on it.
That's it. Yeah, because what you don't want to do is go into the cage with a broom and start bashing the snow from underneath because you, you get just get buried. Yeah, I've done that as well.
I've done that, yeah.
So have you done any sewing yet? It's only January, but have you, resisted the temptation?
No, I haven't yet.
Well, a few chilies have gone in.
Which what varieties have you gone for, Steve? Do you remember?
Oh well, no, just the sort of bog standard like habanero and things. But my daughter also grows lots of chilies, so she's got all sorts of things which I've never heard of. She likes to grow things like tree chilies, which are sort of more of a, you grow as a perennial. And if you can overwinter them, if anyone out there's got top tips on overwintering chilies, I'd be very grateful because they struggle with it.
Has she managed to overwinter them then? Or
yeah, a few. Still try. I mean, obviously it's early days because we're only halfway through January, aren't we? But bedrooms are full of chilies. Every windowsill's got a chili on it. Some looking more healthy than others.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I have to say the green fly love it indoors.
Yes.
Yes, it's all the green fly, isn't it? Before. It's weird, isn't it? Where do they come from?
I do not know, but they love the central heating.
They breed like rabbits, apparently, don't they?
Breed like green fly. Yeah. We're looking at ways of trying I was at the garden centre a few weeks ago. I managed to buy a few carnivorous plants, so we've got a few carnivorous fly traps and things trying to catch.
You might have nightmares.
Chased
by a Venus fly trap.
Yeah. And the compost flies as well.
I'm afraid I couldn't resist. I've got some. I'm usually wait till at least February, but this year I've started early, so I've got some chili peppers in. And I've got Raging Bull, which I assume is quite hot. And I've got a Fields of Fire. So I'm a bit disappointed this year because my chilies weren't great, or I didn't do enough of them. And I usually freeze them. And my freezer now has got very few chilies left. So this year I'm determined to do some more. And I've got one called Jazz, which is a kind of pretty multicoloured one, which is quite nice as an ornamental as well.
Oh, and I think I've seen pictures of that, yeah.
Have you? Yeah. My final sowing so far this year is an aubergine called Violet Night, which is a long purple variety. So aubergines can be difficult, can't they? So I'm hoping I'll manage to do something successful this year with them. Oh, and I've got a sweet pepper. Liberty Bell. So they've all been started. No sign of them germinating yet. They're on a windowsill with a heated propagator. So I'm just hoping it's generating enough heat to get them going. So that's all I've sown so far this year.
That's quite impressive.
You two are ahead of the game.
So will you use any sort of lights over those, Tony, or will they be fine just on the windowsill, do you think?
I can transfer. I'm trying to get them started, and then I might transfer them to some lights with some lights underneath because actually I grew some just before Christmas, just actually for pictures for the magazine, and they got really leggy. So, I didn't carry on with them. So, yes, once they germinate, I need to put some lights over them. Otherwise, they will get really straggly.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thing, isn't it, about starting this early? If you've got some lights, then I think you can get away with it, but a bit tricky if you haven't, isn't it? I think you're better off waiting perhaps until February.
Some of these more exotic ones that we're trying, these tree chilies, they need about 30 degrees to germinate.
Do they?
That's been a challenge. Really nice. Yeah, very light. It's been very difficult to get the propagator up to those sort of temperatures. But we've had one or two come through, so we'll see what happens.
Mm.
But they can also grow into pretty big plants, I think, you know, sort of 4 foot high and 4 foot wide. So.
I'm starting to imagine your house, Steve, with all these Venus flytraps kind of massive tree chilies. And...
I think we're going to be sleeping in the greenhouse and the chilies are going to have the bedrooms. That's why it's going to pan. I can see it panning out that way. So going through other things you've been.
What's the other thing? I'm forcing a bit of rhubarb. So I've been out and shoved wheelie bin. Yeah. I got and found an old wheelie bin. And shoved it over the top of a crown of rhubarb.
I'm assuming that's quite well established rhubarb where you are.
Yeah, there's two. I've got two really really big clumps, so I thought I'll force one and save the other one, and then alternate years sort of thing.
Yeah.
Mm. So it started to sprout actually. It actually started amazingly. Mm. So I thought, quick, get the wheelie bin on it. So I mean, I'd love a lovely nice terracotta rhubarb forcer. But I've had to settle for an old wheelie bin.
Perhaps you keep digging the garden as you are. You'll discover a nice forcer buried under the brambles somewhere.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, I wish.
When's your birthday? Because I know Steve was interested in buying you something very expensive.
Yes, that'll be very good. Yes, that would be lovely, wouldn't it? A nice terracotta forcer.
Yeah,
still, the end product will just be just as good, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will be just as good. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. No, you can't beat an old wheelie bin. You won't do with that. That's fine. Start getting ideas. What about your onions? Has anybody sown any onions yet? You know, you were supposed to be there Boxing Day doing that.
No, I've got some sets but I haven't sown any.
I might sow some. Yes, that's a good point. That's a good one. I could sow that, couldn't I?
Mm.
Yeah, because you wouldn't need your lights or anything for that, would you? They'll just be quite happy on the windowsill.
Yeah, I could do a few of them.
Well, yeah. Stephanie's sowing some broad beans, isn't she? I mean...
Yes, yeah. I think as sort of spares, really, because she's... I think she's autumn sown some.
So if you're sowing, because I mean, obviously you traditionally sow them in autumn or you traditionally sow them in spring. So if you sow them in like January, and presumably they'll just come. I wonder when they'll harvest them. Would you harvest them sort of July? Do you think maybe August? Because I mean, when do they come? When you sow them in autumn, you get them sort of.
You
June,
can get them at the end of May, can't you?
End of May.
When I've done it, I've got it at the end of May. It's only a few weeks later, I think, in the end of June, perhaps.
Catch up, or whether
they're
quite interesting,
isn't
it?
Yeah. She's sowing those in modules, isn't she? And I think it's to fill gaps when you always lose a few over the winter, don't you? Although they're really pretty hardy. Although it's been so cold, I've actually got a, I expect you have as well, Tony, haven't you? Some in the polytunnel at the moment. usually grow a few over winter in the polytunnel.
I do get a little bit soft.
They always get a little bit soft, and they are looking pretty sad at the moment.
I think last year I started them, you know, early in the spring, and got them probably in July. Because they need a bit of looking after, and you know, although they're quite hardy, aren't they? They do suffer a little bit if it's a severe winter. So I've just started doing it in for a July crop or end of June, and they're just as good. Yeah. You just have to wait a couple of weeks or 3 weeks more.
Yeah, it's often the way, isn't it? Things you sow in the spring catch up anyway.
So I don't think that, I don't find the polytunnel keeps them that warm anyway. You know, they still wilt.
They'll come back, but they will.
You know, you see them in the morning, don't you? And they're flopped over, and then by the end of the day, they're back up and perky again. But
If we get a really cold spell, I've known it to freeze in the pot. You know, that's the soil. Yeah.
If we get really cold temperatures Wednesday night, that's going to be a bit testing, isn't it?
Mm. It is. I might have to throw a bit of fleece over them, I think. Poor things.
Because
they are very soft. As soon as the sun comes out, it gets really warm in there. Even at this time of year, it gets quite warm in there. Mm. You know, you often get cold. If you get a cold night, you get a nice sunny day, don't you? And temperatures go up, and they do get very soft. But, so that's something else you can do, is a few more broad beans to top up, or say wait until next month to sow them.
Mm. Yeah.
Ready for planting out later. She's got an interesting project here, making a heated propagator using just a hot water bottle, basically. So if you're not actually taking the hot water bottle to bed, you can make yourself a heated propagator out of it instead. But I think at the moment I'll probably be keeping it indoors. But
it's a great invention, isn't it? The water bottle. What a great invention.
Yeah. I've got one. Look here.
You know what? I've got one as well.
I'm sitting here holding a hot water bottle.
You're keeping my feet warm at the moment.
You've got one.
I have.
Tony's got one under his feet. Emma's got one.
I've got one on my lap.
The thing is, if you're out in the garden as you were this morning, Emma, and I've been out, you know, you come back and your feet are freezing, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Frostbite on my big toe.
What about your taters? Have you ordered your seed potatoes yet?
No, not yet. Do you go and get them from local garden centres, or do you do mail order? What do you do?
I have been going to the garden centre, but I'm getting a bit fed with it because it's always the same variety. So I think I'm going to have a look online and try and get some different things, because you've always got Charlottes in there, haven't you? And some other first earlies, you know, second earlies. But, you know, I'd like to grow something a little bit different this year. So I've been looking online to see what there is.
I'm usually so late with mine that I'm getting the last few bags they've got in the garden centre, because I just haven't got round to doing it. But I must do better this time, because we should be thinking about chitting them by now, shouldn't we? Buying them.
Well, certainly during February, aren't you?
And as you say, the earlier you get them, the better the choice of varieties, whether you're ordering them online or going and getting them from a local shop. But I always like to know I've got them, because it's always reassuring to know that they're there.
But you're going to be able to eat
most
this year.
Of mine in pots. Yeah, grow most of mine in pots, really, because I haven't got masses of space, but we do okay with them. They go pretty well in a pot, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Pretty good. So you're well ahead. You're looking for your seed potatoes. You've got your chilies on all. Your chilies sown.
January is quite a quiet month, isn't it? I mean, it's the month for me where I find you've got to just get things ready. It's getting things ready, because once the season starts, it's like all go, isn't it?
Mm.
So you kind of got to be ready. So you got to really, you know.
Yeah.
Have your plot ready? Your soil ready,
get everything tidy and get your pots sort of sorted and
clean your greenhouse and your polytunnel.
Get everything tight. So that's what I'm doing.
And order your seeds. Still got some seeds.
Yeah, so I haven't ordered my seeds yet, really. I've got to do that this week, I think. Order seeds.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I want to try some more heritage varieties and maybe some varieties I can collect some seed from. So not the F1 types. So maybe get a few that I can try, and if I like them, I can save the seed. That'd be quite good.
Good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea. Yeah, it really adds to the interest, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I've been trying to save tomato seeds for the last few years, and it's really rewarding. You find a few varieties that you really like.
Mm.
And they do say, don't they, if you keep doing that and keep saving the seeds, they get more adapted to your own conditions and grow better. Grow better for you. So definitely save any seeds that you can. Plus the fact seeds are getting really expensive now, aren't they?
I think any that you can save yourself is good, isn't it? Keeps the cost down every year.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, certainly with things like the chilies and tomatoes. I should be saving those this year. Oh, well, we've got plenty, considering that, it's the time of year it is.
Quiet and month.
Things haven't really got going yet. Got quite a few things to do.
We have.
Yeah, it's got to get
itching,
busy.
Itching to get going, but it's that time of year, isn't it? You start to get, want to rip seed packets open, but no, hold on.
Wait. Hold on for just a little bit longer. Yeah. Sit inside and read your kitchen garden instead.
You've got to appreciate this month, because it's, it's quieter. So therefore you've got to just appreciate it, because it's going to be all systems go soon, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. We seem to be carrying watering cans up and down the garden again.
Yes.
Desperately trying to keep your tomatoes alive.
What sort of summer can we expect? We have no idea, do we?
No, it's just so unpredictable now,
isn't it?
Didn't
it get into 40°C, did it, last year? Down where I am.
Yeah, really wet, though, wasn't it? It was really wet.
And then it was wet. Yeah, then it went wet, didn't it?
Was it June or July? Oh, it was awful, wasn't it? It just rained and rained and rained.
August, I know. August, around early August, it was very wet.
And then it got drier a bit.
Yes.
Oh, well. We just have to adapt to what's going on, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. I suppose we better get back to it.
Yeah.
Nice to chat to you again, guys.
Yeah, that's good.
Take care and, time for a cuppa, I think, before I get back out there and clean the greenhouse.
Oh.
Maybe.
It'll soon tomorrow. Be dark. It'll be careful.
It'll freeze on the glass. Don't do it yet.
Okay, Jack. Lovely to talk to you.
Yeah. Nice to talk
to
you.
See you next time.
Yeah, bye. Love
you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.